Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on Inside Austin from Salvation Army Austin is Stacey Ehrlich. How are you today?
I'm great, Brian. Thanks so much for having us.
You are the Director of Development, and you are on to talk about a few different things. We're going to touch really quick on your Angel Tree, which in fact you guys need volunteers for your upcoming event. But then we're also going to talk about the fact that it's the end of the year, and giving doesn't just stop when the calendar changes over, and there's still a lot of things that you guys are going to need for the upcoming year. And that starts sooner than we think. So I'd like to touch on that and the fact that the Salvation Army can always say what they do is their cause and get it out there to everybody. So I think this is a good opportunity probably to start with that is tell us a little bit about the Salvation Army.
Sure. So the Salvation Army has been here since the 1800s. But right now we are actually the largest nonprofit provider of shelter in Central Texas. And what that means is that we have three shelters where folks can come when they find themselves on the street or homeless or in a not safe situation, and they can stay with us and get the services they need to get back on their feet and find a home to call their own.
It's not just as simple as, people who think that, getting somebody off the streets is just a matter of writing a check or giving them a place to stay or a job. And it's usually having to solve the root cause of what led them to be on the street.
That's exactly right. We actually provide case management to most of the people who stay with us. All of our families are case managed, and they really work closely with our staff to make sure that everything that sort of caused them to end up in shelter is talked about, and hopefully resources are accessed to help them get back to self-sufficiency and to a place where they can live on their own.
And unfortunately, a lot of times that is, something that has to do with mental illness.
It can be. We do have therapists at all of our shelters. We have therapists who have expertise in child therapy, parent therapy, family therapy, adult therapy. And that's really important for us to make sure that we are helping people heal.
See, it's not just red kettles and bells.
It definitely is more than red kettles and bells. We have so many great staff working in our shelters 24/7, really with just passion to make sure that everyone in our community has the resources they need to find permanent housing and live independently.
So I just said the kettle thing out loud, and it made me realize that I'm drinking out of a Rock the Red Kettle. I drink out of this every day. A Rock the Red Kettle Yeti mug that I got from you guys a couple of years ago.
Yep. So Rock the Red Kettle actually happened in early November, and we raised about $800,000. Great event, but it's one of many, many ways that we raise money from the community every year. Right now, we have the iconic red kettles out at different retailers, and we have bell ringers who come, ring the bells, encourage people to remember the Salvation Army in their holiday giving, drop some coins, drop a couple dollars. We have people who come bring us their checks and drop them in there. It's just a great way for us to be out in the community and remind people that the Salvation Army does serve Austin.
And I swear I drink out of it every day. I'm not just kissing up or anything
that.
Occurred to me. I was thinking, I want a sip of coffee. And I'm like, wait, I actually am drinking out of a Salvation Army mug. That's kind of cool.
It is pretty cool.
I guess you said that the obviously the Rock the Red Kettle thing has already happened, and you know we'll have you on next year to talk about it. But I want to talk about the year end giving. I want to talk about the fact that this is coming up on the end of the year, and it is one of your bigger donation pushes. It is one of your bigger reaching out to the public and asking for what funds you guys, what keeps your lights on and your ability to help everybody else out there is coming up, and I want to talk more about that with you.
Yeah, thanks. So we get about 70% of our fundraising comes from individuals and private sources, and over half of that comes during the holiday season. So it's a really big deal for us to make sure that we are connecting with donors, asking people to support our shelters, asking for help with supporting the people we serve. These are neighbors, they're students in your children's schools. They're people who have just found, for whatever reason, they're in a crisis situation and they're coming to us for help. They're coming to us for resources. And we want to make sure that we have the funds available to keep continuing to help the community.
I heard a comedian say once that everybody is the right friends, the right girl, and the right bar away from being homeless.
We say a lot of people are one paycheck away from losing their home. I think right now, rents are still up, inflation's up, expenses are high, and it takes one crisis. We have people who have a medical procedure that then turns into a disabilitating sort of thing, and then they don't have a job and they don't have a paycheck, then they can't pay rent, now they're on the streets. Families are a little bit different, and I want to really, just call that out. You don't see homeless families on the street. It's not something that happens. They're not a part of ECHO's point in time count. Parents are smart enough to keep their children hidden, but that often means that they're in an unsafe situation. And so we try really hard to make sure that families are taken care of. If a family's on the street, CPS is going to get involved, and no one wants that. CPS does a great job, but, being homeless should not be a reason why your children are taken away from
you. Right, exactly. Having your family torn apart in addition to whatever you're suffering is not the answer.
Correct. And so we try really hard to just make sure that families have a safe place to stay and they have the resources to stay together. We have two family shelters. One is the Austin Shelter for Women and Children that serves single moms and their children. We also have the Rathgeber Center for Families. That emergency shelter is actually really unique in the fact that dads can stay with their families. So it's parents and children. And any given night in all three of our shelters, we are making sure that 400 people have a safe place to stay.
That's a lot of people who are having trouble to just get through the night. And it makes all the difference in the world to be able to wake up in a safe environment, not even obviously a family and children, but, even just as an individual, and to be able to provide that for the Austin area is, something that's worth applauding. And as I always like to say, there's beauty in stuff like that.
There is. We have so many amazing stories, and we love for people to come see the shelters and understand how we do what we do and how successful we are. And, not every single story is a success story, but when we have them, it just sort of makes your heart sing.
Well, I think the fact that somebody reached out for help and was willing to accept it, even if things didn't end up working out in the long run for them, that's progress. So, you may not get the end result you need and get the family off the street or the person off the street, but they're going to ask again.
Exactly.
And that's what makes the biggest difference. It's not the equity of opportunity. It's the equity of opportunities versus, an equal opportunity sort of conversation.
Correct.
We are talking to Stacy Ehrlich, the Director of Development for Salvation Army Austin. Let's talk about your Angel Tree. You need volunteers. You have things going on in the next coming, was it the 13th to the 17th and the 19th to the 30th that you're going to need volunteers for?
That's correct. So really, distribution is such a huge week for us. We will be distributing gifts to 11,000 children. And we do that at our warehouse in South Austin. It's actually in the old Toys R Us location in Brody Oaks for anyone who has been here long enough to have remembered that location.
That's what the it's like a South Lamar and Ben White-ish.
That's exactly where it is. And we will have hundreds of volunteers helping hand out presents to parents. And those parents registered back in the fall and asked for specific gifts, toys for their children. And then the community has risen to the occasion and fulfilled those gifts for 11,000 children. And so now the big work happens in getting it those gifts out of our warehouse and into homes. And so we would love for volunteers to sign up to work a shift. They're sort of all day and into the evenings the next couple of days as we distribute those gifts. The best thing to do is for folks to go to our website. It's doingmostgood.org/angel, and you can find out all the information you need to sign up to come help us be Santa Claus and hand out gifts to parents for their children on Christmas Day.
Let's walk through your typical, you know, volunteer shift. What would someone, you know, be expected of somebody? They walk in and say, I'll do anything. And
yeah.
You point them in a direction.
We love the I'll do anything people. So there's just all kinds of things happening. It literally is Santa's workshop. There's checking parents in, making sure that the gifts are there. We have huge bags that we throw into a shopping cart. The shopping cart goes running around. We check families out. We help them to their car. We have bikes and booster seats and strollers and skateboards. And so those, we try to help families get those to their car. Or if they rode the bus, we get them back to the bus stop. And so there's just a lot going on. We need Spanish speakers. A lot of the families that we help, the parents are primary Spanish speakers. So that's super helpful if someone has, you know, the ability to speak to a family in their in Spanish. But yeah, it's just a lot of fun. We have volunteers who get dressed up. They wear Santa hats. They wear, you know, blinky lights on their necklaces. And, you know, a lot of it's physical, but, it's just really, really fun.
I have a theory that these things are practice runs for Santa on Christmas Day.
Absolutely.
Like he gets his logistics from you guys. See, someone's finally willing to tell me this. I've had this theory and someone's finally willing to, we're recording this where everybody heard that.
Absolutely. We continue to say we are not gift providers. We are supply chain management logistics people. Like, we need UPS coming to tell us how you move product from one place to another, because it is a major undertaking. So I hope he's taking some tips from us. I think we do it pretty well, but, you know, I think we all could use a little bit of efficiency.
All these little, you know, events that go on, you know, he can't be at all of them, but he can go ahead and, you know, get little tips on how, you know, maybe he needs a big shopping cart.
Yep. So I learned today that there are 7,000 Salvation Armies across the United States all doing Angel Tree in the next 10 days.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of test markets for him.
Yeah, so grab your pen and paper, Santa.
But yep.
7,000. That's staggering. I mean, it makes you think of how many, you know, unfortunate families there are out there where it necessitates a need for 7,000, and you're not the only organization that does it. And that's what it just goes to show you, exactly as you were saying, you know, you are a paycheck away. You are a moment, an injury, a tragedy away from things being dramatically different. And knowing that things like this are out there for, to be able to help and have as a resource. And even if you end up being one of those people who has to try again, there's, you know, there are resources out there, and 7,000, that's kind of staggering.
Yep. We're in most major cities and a lot of small towns throughout the United States.
Boots on the ground. That's how you change things. You know, everyone tries to do things from the top down. That's not the way it works. It's from the bottom up. There's a reason why it's called grassroots.
I think there's a reason why it's called the Salvation Army too.
Absolutely. Yep. You have 7,000. You guys are definitely, that is, you know, I'm terrible at math, the product of a public education. So I'm not going to pretend what 7,000 times however many employees you might need. But that's a lot of people. That's a city within itself.
It's a lot of people.
And all to be doing this within a week, as I said, you know, that is definitely a test run for Santa Claus.
It is. We're happy to help.
Go to SalvationArmyAustin.org or DoingMostGood.org. Year-end giving and their Angel Tree needs volunteers for both the distribution and for the wrap-up. You can get to their volunteer page on their website. Stacey Ehrlich, the Director of Development for Salvation Army Austin, unless I'm forgetting something, which is entirely possible.
The only other thing is if people just want to grab their mobile phones and text to donate, they need to text GIFT, GIFT, to 36413, and that comes straight to us. Thanks so much, and Merry Christmas.
36413, text GIFT.
Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.